You're back on the record at 3:03.
And we do not have a motion on the table.
We do not.
So would someone like to make another motion?
Yes. All right. I'll start. I move that we look at a period of certificate suspension for 12 weeks with civil fine of $200 per violation, which I feel is like six of them, that's $1,200.
For findings of, for violation of law?
Mm-hmm. For, yes.
What's the total, I'm sorry? What's the total?
Following the period of suspension, that there will be probation with professional monitoring for 5 years with the possibility of early termination after 2 years, and that the continuing education that we would require would be a documentation course in person for 8 hours, and the ethics course, the, I'm not sure what the... in person.
There's an in-person ethics course, and then there's probie. They're completely different courses.
All right, whatever the... Whatever one is the most days, and it requires you to do your writing. And then successful passing of the AZ law exam. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to make a friendly amendment to that.
Sure.
I think for the period that she is on probation, she has to practice on on-site supervision.
Okay.
And there should be a monitoring service to assure that this is
happening. The monitoring will include documentation review, clinic review. It will have to be time in the clinic as well as chart review.
I also feel that the civil penalty is not enough, and I think it should be at least $2,000 per violation.
Okay. I was just starting.
Second for discussion.
Okay.
How about that?
So a couple of parameters. How long would you like her to be on probation?
Five years.
Well, you said monitoring for 5 years.
I'm sorry. Clarity. Probation for 5 years.
Let me ask my questions. CE's documentation, 8 hours to complete it in what time period?
A year.
Before she goes back to
six months.
Practice.
A motion is to suspend for 12 weeks.
So
it's got to be done within that 12 weeks?
Yes. The coursework and the AZ law exam.
Because the probation is going to take longer.
The documentation and the law exam to be done within 12 weeks while she's on suspension. Does that mean if they are not completed, then she will not get off suspension?
Yes.
Okay. Until such time she completes them?
Correct.
Okay. So the probie, what timeline would you like that done?
I'm sorry, the
probie. The ethics course? It's only held twice a year, so you can't put the 12-week limitation on it. I don't know when the next one is.
6 months.
I would even say a year.
Yeah.
I need an affirmative answer.
Do you think it's reasonable to make it 6 months or a year?
I don't know when the next course is, but there's two choices. There's probie and PBI. Out of the 6 months, you would be able to get one of those two.
Okay.
I think it should be the probie. So,
okay, so you have 5 years. So what you have so far is suspension for 12 weeks, civil penalty of $1,200. Following the 12-week suspension, or actually following the completion of the documentation, 8 hours, and the Arizona law exam, she will come off of suspension, where she would be put on probation, where she'll be monitoring. Is this monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly?
Monthly.
Monthly. minimum of 2 years and a maximum of 5 years. Does she allow for early termination?
Yes, yes.
Yes, after 2 years.
After 2 years.
I have a suggestion. If she is on suspension for at least 12 weeks or until she finishes her documentation and AZ law exam, you should put like a backside on that. So at least 12 weeks and no more than 6 months, just so you have a backside so she's not on suspension forever and ever and ever.
Sounds like we're discussing, so I'll just say that the suspension time period is not enough for me, nor is the civil penalty. That's not near.
Can we get the original order done and then you can amend it?
Okay.
So if we're going to add language to the suspension of at least 12 weeks but no longer than, give me a number please, length weeks to complete the documentation of the visa law exam.
Okay.
Should it exceed 12 weeks, you need it any time.
Does it have to be weeks or could it be months?
It could be anything you want.
Let's suggest 6 months.
Okay.
Let's just start there.
Okay. Does anybody want the motion to be read?
Yes, please.
Okay. So the motion is to suspend at least 12 weeks, but no more than 6 months. Provide a civil penalty of $1,200. Following the release from suspension, she'll be required to have monthly monitoring for a minimum of 2 years, a maximum of 5 years. She needs to complete 8 hours of documentation and the Arizona law exam prior to coming off suspension. She will have only on-site supervision for the term of the probation, and she needs to complete the probe within 6 months. That is your motion. Now you can move.
I don't think the suspension is long enough. I don't think the civil penalty is enough.
Okay. Help me out. What would your amendment be?
I think, as I said before, I think for each violation, it should be $2,000 for each violation.
Mm-hmm. I'd support that. I would also support a year of suspension.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Or more.
At least a year.
You have to put it in a motion form when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. I think we're still discussing.
I know.
Right?
When you're ready.
Okay.
So.
And then with the discussion of a year of suspension, she should be able to get all of the continuing education completed and then go into 2 years of probation. Probation
would be five
at 2 years early termination. What would that look like? Though? Wait, what would need to happen to request early termination at 3 years? I mean, at 2 years.
Well, I'm assuming that we would have to have at least 3 consecutive months of monitoring,
mm-hmm.
telling us that things are in
place. Okay, I like it. Okay, that makes sense. As long as we have a bathroom
sure
on that.
Put that in order, but I think that's typically what we do. Is
mm-hmm. Okay.
We need to see a pattern.
Yes, consistently. Given the class schedule, I wonder if the suspension should be longer than a year and a half, 2 years?
Well,
I'm not
thinking
of that.
The ethics one is not within those 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She should be able to get the documentation and take me off within 12 weeks. Well, I think that she, I don't think she'll have big problems.
I think a year and a half is a little bit better.
A year and a half, so 18 months?
Are you talking about 18 months suspension?
Yeah.
Correct.
So just to recap the summary of this discussion, I think that is on the table, at least discussing. So 18 months of suspension, $12,000
civil penalty.
Civil penalty. I bet it couldn't exceed $10,000.
No, it was $10,000
per. Oh, Lordy.
Okay, $12,000. All of the courses be completed within the 18 months, and then. 5 years of probation, possibility of early termination at 2 years with monitoring.
And on-site.
And on-site supervision. Yeah. Did I capture anything?
I think you did.
Is there a second?
Second.
I think 18 months is just, I think both of those are excessive.
I don't think so.
We'll agree to disagree.
I'll accept that.
Okay.
So we have a motion.
Second. So I think it was a friendly amendment to the first.
It's not an amendment, it's a motion.
Okay.
We had a first and a second to amend the original motion to say the following, which has changed substantially, which is a 18-month suspension with a civil penalty of $12,000. Following the 18, during the 18 months, she's required to complete all portions of the CE requirements, which include probe, 8 hours of documentation, Arizona law exam. Following the completion of that and the 18 months of probation, which we still need a no more than moment, before that, then she'll have on-site supervision only and be monitored on a monthly basis for a minimum of 2 years or a maximum of 5 years.
Correct.
What I need is the 18 months or no more than.
Well, if it's 18 months, she should be able to get the documentation
course,
the probie. And if she doesn't, then she's non-compliant.
Yeah.
And then you run a non-compliant case.
So the other question I have is how long does she have to pay the civil penalty?
Is there a standard?
Well, you can do it the length of the probation, or you could say during to get off suspension. You can
probation
say anything that you would like to say. We just need a timeline for a civil penalty.
I think the length of probation.
Okay.
Of the probation.
Of the probation.
Not the suspension.
Yes.
Because I mean, I just,
right.
That's, I would not be in favor of a short time frame for the civil penalty. I think that's, we need time to come up with.
Do you need it reread?
I do.
Okay. So there's a first and a second to suspend Ms. Lasky for 18 months, impose a $12,000 civil penalty, which she has to complete payment of before she terminates probation. Following during suspension, she'll have to complete 8 hours of documentation, the probe or PBI course, and the Arizona law exam. When she comes off of suspension, she'll have to engage in a contract with a monitoring company for a minimum of 2 years, a maximum of 5 years, to have monthly reviews, and during that time, she can only have on-site supervision.
Correct.
That is your motion.
Okay. Is everyone ready for a question? Okay, go ahead.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Castillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
No.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Okay. This concludes the matter. Thank you very much for being patient and staying so long. Right? If you have questions that you would like to have, direct to the staff.
Table. This will be
a motion. Okay. I'll make a motion that we table 6A, 6B, 6C.
Until the October 22nd.
Until the October 22nd meeting.
All right.
Is that satisfactory for you, Ms. Baskin?
That's fine.
Okay. And so you're at 6D, which is approval of the October newsletter. And you can make any modifications you like.
Oh, perfect. Just a suggestion. I was wondering, is this LP time? Okay. My thought is, it looks great. I love all of the CEU stuff. I have two things. One, just discussion. Sometimes I think we use CEU and contact hours intermingling, and yet certificates that when we go to things, so we'll say 0.6 CEUs or 6 contact hours, I think we need to be one way or the other with our PTAs and trying to understand
right.
what
it
that is.
It's very specific what a contact hour is compared to a regular hour. So it's one, it's equal, 60 minutes is one CEU or one contact hour. So if somebody gave us a 0.6, we would assume that 0.6 was 6 hours.
So do you think we are?
I think that they need to, and this is not
the
on
statute,
the agenda.
So.
I know, okay.
So even though it's statute, you think it ought to be in the news.
And it's just a suggestion that this is the first time this group has ever done this. So I think we need to make it as simple as possible. The second suggestion,
I will look, but I'm pretty sure the rules explain what a contact hour is versus a regular hour.
It might, but there's still, I get a lot of questions about what can we do online and what if it's, online.
So what would you like added? That yes, it can be done online. Would you like that answer?
I feel like it just needs to be as clear as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I get that question a lot as well.
Yeah, so online and then a CEU, what an hour is, just a simple spot in a box.
I'll just get rid of the statute there. Let's see if it's clear. CEUs versus credit out. What did they call it?
Contact hour CEUs.
Okay.
The other thing. I wonder if we shouldn't think about highlighting the fact that we did pass that licensees don't have to. All of them don't have to wait until the next board meeting before they receive their license. A lot of the education people don't know that.
You mean as far as the issuance of license has been delegated to the executive director?
Yes.
Under the statute?
I wonder if that shouldn't be highlighted because they're
going to communicate that to any of the programs?
Out.
No, that has not been communicated anywhere. It's usually an internal process of, we can do that.
I know.
But I was hoping that this newsletter, but we can add it in, was just specific to the CEs to get the information out.
Right.
But I can certainly add I don't know if that means anything to the licensees since they're already licensed.
So
it means nothing to renewal. It only means for the new applicants to which we don't have any emails for, which means they're not going to get this letter.
I guess my recommendation would be to contact the program directors.
Sure. I know that
I've made it aware of you. Mm-hmm. Students are ecstatic.
Yes, and I think they will be, especially if they take the exam the first part of the month and they don't have to wait until the fourth week of the month to go before the board.
Most of the time, they're pretty true for that exam and they can get licensed anyway. So we're really not we're not really creating a shortcut. We're just creating. For the few cases where that they didn't pre-approve that we can speed them up. And the reinstatement didn't speed up. But again, the reinstatement people from out of state have no idea. They're not gonna read our newsletter.
Can we get a report too, like on the number of monthly people that are approved or licensed and certified?
As a board, you mean? Since we don't see them anymore.
You want a number of, so what do you want a number of? Okay, so in the past our consent agreement was 20 PTs that got licensed.
20.
Right,
but at that meeting. So if they were pre-approved, there are more that are licensed. I just need to know what you want the number, because there's a ton of things that happen that's not just what you approved at the board meeting. If they were pre-approved, then they would also get licensed, which would add to your number, right? That kind of thing.
So
you want
to keep track
number?
Of like who's coming into the state or what's coming into the state.
Do you want names? Do you want broken up by categories? What is it you would
want?
Like?
I think it would be beneficial to say X amount of PTs were approved for licensure, X amount of PTs. There's no need for names.
I mean, just kind of an update.
Okay, we'll figure out how to track that.
Yeah, I think that what I love about the newsletter is it connects us with, the therapists and PTAs. I think seeing those types of things, what we talked about delegating, it's good stuff for our constituents.
Right. And I think
for those that it does affect, they get happy about it, and I like that.
Right. So the intent is to do several newsletters. So this is our second one in two quarters. Mm-hmm. And so I think we will have the opportunity to put different emphasis and different newsletters of information that's important.
Yeah.
And we can add anything to this. Like, we just are getting a lot of calls about PTAs wanting to know what the CE parameters are.
Right.
And so I thought it was super important that we get that out. But if we put something at the end of that, I'm not sure how many people are going to read it, but it's not our responsibility. We can still put it in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for making some, you know, just making that clarity of the CE versus contact hour and all
yep,
of that.
Yep, I will do that as well as that the courses is... can be performed online. So we'll make sure that that's super clear.
Excellent.
We do get that question on the time.
I have one editorial.
Sure, go ahead.
On the very first page.
Yep.
It says, establish new rules that require all physical therapist assistants. And it's assistants as in to help someone rather than assistants.
Oh, not assistants. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the spell check doesn't pick that up.
No, I'm sure we'll change that.
And I don't know if this is completely not related to the newsletter. It's just a comment about...
Well, you need to approve the newsletter. Well, I guess we're in discussion, so go ahead.
Well, this made me think of assistants, made me think of some of the information I read in some of the evidence about monitoring, and the monitor kept referring to the person as the physical therapy assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to have that corrected.
Was that for Mr. Fitch?
It was Lisa Akers.
Ms. Akers. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can share that with the monitor owner.
I just think that's important.
Yeah, that's important. So.
Yeah, that's it.
That's important.
Yeah, after all these years, you'd think it wouldn't be so common.
It wouldn't. I know.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. All right, so we need to vote on that, on the acceptance of the newsletter, correct?
Correct.
All right. I'm ready for the...
You need a motion.
I move that we accept...
Mark is going to make the motion.
And Karen's seconded.
Karen is going to second.
As modified.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Basu?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Rim?
Yes.
There you go. Thank you.
I do want to go on record that whoever does the newsletter, it's great. Thank you for doing it.
It's a time consumer.
And, call public. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Okay.
Second. Also,
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Basu?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Motion is meeting is adjourned.
3:46.